I'm forgiving because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that my King would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how could it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I honor you. When angry storms around me rage, my greatest trials I must face. My ship is tossed, seems like all would be lost. Then the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When a broken heart leaves me hurting inside, like rain my tears fall through the night. His voice I hear. There's no reason to fear when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When a broken heart leaves me hurting inside, like rain my tears fall through the night. His voice I hear, there's a reason to fear when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul.
Abraham faced the mountain with an uncertain task.
Isaac walked with him, for God had asked that a sacrifice be made on an altar of stone. This in the mountain Abraham journeyed on. At the top of the mountain an altar was made, and after preparation there Isaac was laid. Then a voice from the heaven spoke to Abraham, touch not the lad, God has provided a ram. He provided a ram whose blood cleansed and saved. He provided a ram and his atonement was made. His only son Isaac on the altar lay down. God has provided a rain. I once faced the mountain, sin was its name, with nowhere around the years I struggled in vain, until I knelt at the altar. It was there that I found God has provided a lamb. He provided a lamb whose blood cleansed and saved. He provided a lamb and the atonement was made. His only son Jesus on the altar laid down. God has provided a lamb. I stood in judgment and sin all along, until the blood that flowed from Calvary made me spotless before the throne. He provided a lamb whose blood cleansed and saved. He provided a lamb and the atonement was made. His only son Jesus on the altar laid down. God has provided a lamb. It's all about that lamb. It's all about Jesus. I don't see why people have a problem with it. It's not about religion, that's for sure.
Yeah, you go through from Adam and Eve, from Cain and Abel, down through the Old Testament. It was all pointing to that Lamb of Calvary.
The beginning of all things. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. God sent his son, they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days, because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future,
and life is worth a living
just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. I want to talk today about God's judgment. When you look to biblical history, you can see God's judgment on nations, on people, on individuals, just an attribute of God. But you don't listen to what he has to say, then along comes judgment. And here it says in John 3:19, and this is the condemnation. This is the judgment. That the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. To get the real meaning out of this, this is the judgment that the truth has come into the world. And men loved the lie rather than the truth because their deeds were evil. It's, you know, he must be born again. We're talking about that, the judgment we're bringing into everything into today. You know, today that judgment is looming on the horizon. It's just really right amongst us. And it's just, people just kind of take it as a way of life. It just happened. Things just happened. But these cancers and these diseases, this is God's judgment on the people that reject the truth. It's just that simple. And these fires, and that, talking about that fire down that colony there, that whole kitchen burned down. And sometimes back there,
their business shut burned down. That's God's judgment on those people. Because I know I was down there. I told you time and time again that I worked there and I tried to introduce the truth for the day. You know, just that by that time they had to know that that how the right thing is not it. And I knew that. I knew that from my experience, from walking through it. And the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham and for the message for the day. And in order to get away from that judgment, the only way you get away from that judgment is to accept the truth for your day, the message for your day. It's always been that way. And now God has brought us here in this 20th century. He has given us an oasis, a truth for this day, because Laodicea, the church world will not give you nothing. It's just that simple. The church world, when you go back to the Revelation chapter 3, the church world in the hour of Laodicea is completely dead. It's naked, it's blind, it's wretched, it's poor, there's nothing there. It's completely a useless item. It's spewed out, and now God goes to the individual and knocks at the individual's heart to get his attention, and that's where you and I come in. We went through all that. We found out the message for our day, and if we would have rejected, we would come under that judgment. Like it says here, the truth has come, but the truth and the light and the way, that's all one and the self-same thing. The truth has come here in this closing days of time in the church age of Laodicea and the 20th century. There's a truth out here. The truth has come, but men would rather love that religious ideology instead of believing the truth. It's so simple that God sent Brother Brennan, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. And like I say, I was down with these Heartland people and back when they were still in Lakeside, and I tried to introduce to them Christianity. And after a while, they became very they're really not interested in anything godly. They're just interested in a tradition. And that honey crew, that Danny and that big guy, look a little bit of their history. That's all they've ever done is fought around. Their dad, that John, the honey John, that was that big guy's dad, that Danny. And then they're always fighting around, you know. That's all they know. That's all their kids know. That's all they know. Always fighting around, jockeying for position and for power. And I try to talk to them about you must be born again, about Christianity, but they absolutely do not want it. And they became very obvious. That's the last thing they wanted. And like I say, I tried time and time again to tell them about the truth for today, and they just didn't want it. They'd rather see their children die, like that Danny, that young Danny. He was up in the hospital, and I told him what's wrong, and because you reject truth, and these judgments, they come on. It was God's judgment when these diseases come on him, and he had got some kind of a disease. They couldn't even find out what was wrong with him. It just started to deteriorate all of a sudden, and before you know it, they buried him. And that's God's judgment, but see, we're bringing everything down right now here in today's hour, in today's language, so people can understand it. That kitchen down there burning now, that's God's judgment on that heartland, calling on those people up there because they rejected the truth. They rejected the truth for today. And then, of course, the judgment comes on, and then that kitchen burned down. I don't know anything that would be more horrendous than to have that kitchen burned down, like if you go down there in the midst of it all, and you see that there's 140 people or something down there. Now they got nowhere to eat and nothing. It's all, everything going up in smoke, all in disarray. Well, it's got judgment on those people because they rejected the truth. The truth was given to them because I tried to bend over backwards, and they just didn't want it. They wanted to keep their diabolical, Hutterite lifestyle, and they don't want to become born again and seek for things that has eternal value. I spend a lot of time with those people, but what we're trying to do today, we're bringing this judgment into the day's hour so people can see right in front of their face, right, the judgment is hanging right over their head, and they don't see it. It's already beginning. The day of the Lord is more or less already beginning, because the day of the Lord is all about pure judgment. Mm-hmm. It's just pure judgment. And it's all galloping towards that. The nations awake and Israel's awakening. All these things that's happening around the world, it's all preparing for God's final judgment.
That's right.
The day of the Lord.
Uh-huh. It's kind of like a judgment in some cases are something to wake people up.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a day where the wrath of God is poured out, and then that is the destruction of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
There are instances where there are judgments in the land where God is trying to work with people. And those judgments are to get people to repent and to own up. Some things happen to people to waken them up and to get them to acknowledge their wrong and to give God glory. But there's a different kind of judgment where you come to the day, the wrath of God, where it's poured out on wicked mankind, and that is then the destruction of the wicked.
There's no turning back. Mm-hmm. Then. Like that scripture says, Gott ist ein gerechter Richter. You know where that is? Und ein Gott der täglich droht tut. Und wenn ein Mensch sich nicht will bekehren, so hat Gott sein Schwert gewährt, seine Bogen gespannt und gezielt und danach direkt ein Tätlicher geschossen, seine Pfeile hat dazu verrichtet zu verderben. He's daily grumbling with himself, grumbling with men, not willing that any should perish, but then he, what he does then, he threatens, and he threatens, and he warns people, and he, that's exactly, as on a daily threatening and grumbling, because he doesn't want that stroke of judgment to hit the mankind. That's what he did down there with those people, time and time again. He would come there and he would try to get their attention, but they were so steeped at that community style living, they thought it's the end all, we're all. And they want to keep their lifestyle. They want to keep their whiskey, they want to keep their drinking. I remember I was down there, they were just building that, I think they were building a chicken barn, and we were putting some metal on the roof, and I was up on the roof, and around 5 o'clock, the boss, he comes around and gives everybody a beer. Well, the Lord had already dealt with me to get away from that alcohol and all that beer and all that stuff. So around 5 o'clock, he comes around with a beer, he offers me a beer, says, I don't want the beer, I don't drink. And if you have a Coke or something, I'll probably take a Coke. So he knew around 5 o'clock, he'd bring everybody a beer, but then he would bring me a Coke. Just or a Pepsi or something like that. And that big guy, you know, that, they call him Big Guy, but I think his real name is Paul. He's that Danny's brother. And I was up on the roof and he's down there walking back and forth once in a while, how come you don't take a beer? And I just more or less ignored it because I knew the spirit of the thing. I know what he was after. He was trying to get me to take a beer when I had determined in my heart the Lord was dealing with me not to drink alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's one of the first things he dealt with me when he put me on the journey. That alcohol has to go. Don't need no alcohol. So anyway, these people, they around 5 o'clock, they haven't been born again and they have no desire to be born again, but they want to keep their old tricks, their old lifestyle, you know, and everything they've gone through, they still have not become born again. So anyway, he's walking back and forth, and he's, I know what he wants before he even said it. He's ticked off because I want to take a beer. Mm-hmm. He wants me to join his beer club. So he's up there, and then all of a sudden he said, how come you not take a beer? And I ignored him, and then he comes on again. You think you're better than we are, not taking a beer? And, oh, man, he started ranting and raving. So I finally got fed up of him. So I went over to the edge and I says, I tell you something, Paul. You could drink all the beer you want. You can drink all the whiskey you want. You can get yourself drunk exactly the way you want to do. But I've determined I don't want that alcohol. It's no good for you. And that was the end of the story. But see, that's their...
Yeah, well,
that's their thing, you know.
Well, yeah, well, behind it is the spirit of the devil, because he wants to make sure everybody gets dragged down into the same gutter.
Yeah. So anyway, I've had a lot of experience. Like what I'm trying to do today, I want to bring everything down into today. There's judgment on the right. There's judgment hitting mankind time and time and time again. Like we were saying the other day, a few years back, they had judgment hit them when that building burned down where they make their manufacturing and everything, and now their kitchen burned down. It's a double whammy. I mean, imagine going down there and seeing all the building completely up in ashes, and they got nowhere to go here in the dead of winter, nowhere to make their food and all that stuff. Yeah, they still got a kind of a kitchen at home. But all that's gone away now just because it's got judgment on them, because the truth was presented to them just exactly like it says here. This is the judgment, that the truth has come, but men love darkness more than they love the truth.
And that's in Psalm 7:11.
Like I was saying, God judges the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And God is angry with the wicked every day. These people down there, they're just wicked. They're just ordinary people. They might not be purposely wicked, but they're not born again. Let's just face it. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will wet his sword. He had bent his bow and made it ready. He had also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travailed with iniquity and had conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. It's a different translation here. God is a just God. God is a just judge. He is angry throughout the day. He grumbles with himself. He's mad, but he does not want to unleash his judgment. That's why he grumbles. If a person does not repent, see, that's all he wants. He wants people to take a stop, make a 180 and just repent and turn around and own up. If a person does not repent, God sharpens his sword. Day by day, he's just threatening and working, and then he sharpens his sword and prepares to shoot his bow. He prepares to use deadly weapons against them. He gets ready to shoot flaming arrows. See, the one who is pregnant with wickedness, who conceives destruction plans and gives birth to harmful lies, he digs the pit and then falls into the hole he has made. It's just... On a day-to-day basis, God does not want to unleash his fury, and he does not want to unleash his judgment. But he has no choice. It's just one of his attributes. If a man does not want to repent, does not want to turn around, he wants to continue down that road of destruction, then believe you me, then his fury will come. He's just going to unleash that arrow, and that's what happened down there. He's been threatening with his people, but they ignore the Lord. I've been trying to get my foot in the door forever and a day, but you can't get near, so I send them some books and send them some CDs, and they send them back, and then they put junk on there. Now, see, they're not doing this to me. I just care enough about them that I take it upon myself to try to wake them up, to try to shake them up, but they become so callous and so hardened in their heart that they just completely fled out, blatantly send the books back, and then they put junk on there, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, God can only, his patience has an end too, you know. His patience runs out, and then he just lets that kitchen burn down, because if the Lord don't build a building, the builder build in Maine, and if the Lord don't protect the building, then the building goes up in smoke. It's just that simple, because if he don't protect it, we're bringing it, like I say, you and I, what we're doing, our whole team, is to bring everything into today's language so that people can understand it. That kitchen down there in the dead of winter burning down, that's God's judgment on those people, whether they like it or not, because their lifestyle proves it. It's just, they're not interested in the things of God. They're interested in material things. That's their whole main theme. And like I say, all these people know is about arguing and fighting back and forth, and when they got nobody to fight, they fight amongst themselves. It's that simple, and I've experienced that. But you got to be born again then to get away from all that judgment. Because this is the judgment, that the truth has come into this world, but men love the darkness more than the truth. And but if you believe on the truth for your day, then you then you get away from this judgment. That's why you and I, we're pressured people. We're talking about people on a daily basis that you've got to accept the truth for your day. God has given us and the church here, the liturgy, a truth. And if you can only get yourself to believe the truth that we're putting out here on a day-to-day basis, you're going to get away from that judgment. Because that's your only way of escape, is the message for your day. And we've been trying to beat the drums here for 40 years, trying to get people. I went back to talk to these Hutterite preachers time and time again. This God sent their prophet, and they choose not to believe it. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to do exactly what happened in America. Back in the 60s, God sent the prophet, Brother Brenham, on American soil, but the churches of America rejected it. That's why you got the America you got today. That's why their judgment on America. That's why they got all these drugs and all these things coming into the youth and everything else. That's God's hand of judgment, because the Brother Brenham said if they would have accepted the truth for their day, back in the day, there would be no need for hospitals. Mm-hmm. There would be no need for prisons, because the Spirit of the living God would have convicted right. people. Mm-hmm. But when you reject the truth for your day, God can't do a thing. And then he has to let the devil give the key to the devil. Devil, go for it. Do your thing. I'm going to take my hands off, and you just go destroy him if you want. That's exactly what's going on right now. But see, it's all heading toward that final judgment. All you and I are doing, we're trying to warn people what's coming. If you're not part of this year, the closing day of the time, and this truth for your day, you're going to go into that judgment. There's nothing anybody can do about it. There's nothing that you and I can do about it. We're just warning people, this is what's coming. If you're not saturating yourself with the truth for your day, God sent a prophet. It's available day out there for each and everybody. It's on the internet. God set up this internet even this closing day of the time, and the things that we say, it goes into every nook and cranny on planet Earth, and people want it. If there's a hunger for it, that's what the Lord told me when he told me to start up this website. If there's somebody out there that has a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, then he is going to introduce them to this thing here. And we got a lot of people, they listen to it for a while, and after a while, they're not interested, because they're not willing to give up the material thing, just like it was in the Laodicea. They're rich and wealthy, and they need another, and they don't want to own up to it. And he says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Buy me that eyes have, that you might see the reality, the hour you're living in. And that's all we're bringing them, that eyes have. The ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson was sent to open up the hearts of the people. But you can only reject it so long, and then God brings judgment on them. That's what's going on around us. God's judgment is looming on the rise, and bit by bit, it's showing up. It brings judgment. These diseases, these cancers and all that, that's just because, simply, people have rejected the truth for your day. You can take it or leave it.
It says in Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And you will look at what God has done in the Laodicea Church Hour. The Laodicea Church Hour site started in 1906, and it ended in 2021. That's the Laodicea Church Hour. And at midnight, there was a cry made in 1963, mm-hmm. where God opened up the revelation of the seals. And that's what God did for the Laodicea Church Hour. Now, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If people want to fear God, they would believe what God has done in this day and hour. Because that's the beginning. That's the fear of God, to fall in line what God has for your day and hour. Because in it, there is wisdom and knowledge and the package that you need to prepare yourself for the day and hour you're living in, because we know Jesus is coming in this generation. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the 6,000 years, mm-hmm. Because the 6,000 years are drawing to a close. And after those 6,000 years, there's going to be a judgment, because God is not just going to let anybody go into the millennium kingdom, to that 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring this planet back, to redeem this planet. And you're going to see that he's not going to allow just anybody to go in and do it, because it's those that will be found worthy to do it. And then you can see at the end of that age, at the end of the 1,000 years, end of the 7,000 years, there's going to be the white throne judgment. And the white throne judgment is where all the wicked will be resurrected that have died for the last 7,000 years. And then they're going to be judged according to their deeds. The books will be open. And according to what they have done, they're going to be judged in that lake of fire. Because the hell and death will then be judged and be taken. And it's going to be put into the lake of fire, where it's going to be destroyed with time. Those are the judgment, the final judgments. But in this life, there are judgment that God uses in order to kind of provoke people to repentance and to help them to acknowledge wrong and to give glory to him and to clean up their lives and live for him.
Yeah, when you read the Revelation, you see these woes back in the book of Revelation, after every woe that came, and it said, and they repented not. Judgment after judgment came, but people had hardened their heart to the point they did not repent, just like at that colony down there, that Heartland colony. Like I say, a few years back they had that fire. Did they repent? No. Now they got that kitchen. Now we're sending in the message. That's why it happened. Will they repent? Oh, they're just going to harden their heart that much more. Now what they're going to do, I'm pretty sure what they're going to do, they're going to defy God, and instead of building a wooden kitchen, they'll probably do a steel building or a cement building like they build the cement buildings now. They'll try to defy God instead of just owning up, repenting, and just see what the Lord has for them. Mm-hmm. Because he's got this truth there. They know about me. They know what I've been trying to tell them all along. But they reject it. They get mean and wild. They'll accept anything except the truth for your day. We don't have to listen to that guy. And like I say, I've been trying time and time again to get their attention, to get the foot in the door. But when the last time I talked with that, when I sent him that books and he sent it back junk without even opening it up. Well, maybe he did open it. I don't know. No, but I know he wrote junk on there. He don't want it.
It was opened up and on the cover and in the book there was repeatedly written junk on it. And then he put it back into the envelope and returned it.
See, that's that Danny. That's the king, the kingpin down there. I think he's still alive. I think he's 80 years old already. But he's been fighting all his life. All he knows how to fight and how to rebel. Now they're fighting with God. They're rebelling against the truth. They're not rebelling against you and I. Because we're just about the Lord's business. But they're rebelling against the truth. The Bible talks about it. Rebelling against the truth. God sent the truth here in these closing days of time. And that's what they're all doing. They're all rebelling against what we're trying to tell them. They don't want to hear the truth. The truth shall be spoken of. But see, we just keep hammering away and just doing our thing and just hoping against hope. Maybe somewhere along the line, somebody will grab a hold of it. We're putting it out there whether people like it or not, because it's really not our business what people do with it. It's not a very attractive message what we have, especially here in these closing days of time, with all this wealth and all the luxuries and all this high standard of living. Now you can try to bring in a truth for your day, they just don't want it. If they only get themselves to a place where they at least try it, let's give it a try, maybe it is something, they would have all that wealth. There's nobody that has it better, financial and all that. All our needs are met. We have 24/7 bodyguards. We have everything that you need for daily living. That's all. We don't want no more. We don't want all these fancy houses and all and everything that goes with Laodicea. We're just content to just be about the Lord's business and tell people about the coming of the Lord and the judgment seat of Christ. Everything that's coming, we're just warning people. That's our job. And We do it gladly, but in it all, there's peace and joy unspeakable. And that we simply because we decided one day to follow Jesus. When we heard about God sent the prophet, we embraced it with a passion. It's our livelihood. It's everything, the only thing that we're interested in here. Mm-hmm. Once we heard about God sending a prophet, oh man, I went and told everybody because it got me excited.
Yeah, because that's right. And that's why judgment comes. Like you were saying, America rejected the prophet in the 60s when God sent a prophet. He sent William Marion Branham to turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the early church. That's what he came to do with a message. He came with a message. And he went and also the water baptism in Jesus' name. And the church world rejected it. And mm-hmm. then judgment came upon America. Mm-hmm. That's why you see with these administrations that were before Trump, how they allowed illegal immigrants into the country. They took over the country. There was so much corruption that you don't even know half of the corruption yet that's going to come out that mm-hmm. Are in the states. Like they found a lot in Minnesota, and there's going to be found some in Maine, especially in California. That's the judgment, the result of rejecting the prophet. And that's the judgment that then follows as a result of that.
And it's just picking up momentum, right. momentum, and the day of the Lord is just 3 years from now. And then all is condensed into the day of the Lord, the destruction of the wicked. That's that simple. And we're just trying to warn people. You can take it or leave it. It really doesn't matter to me anymore whether people accept it or they reject it. It's not our job to try to convince people. Or just let me know. Put it out there. If there's somebody out there that wants it, fine. If not, well, they're going to have to go through judgment. This is the judgment that the truth has come, but men love the lie more than the truth, and that is what's going to condemn. That's exactly what's going to send them down into hell, because the truth has come, and whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, and he will not come into that judgment. And here, his closing day exam, all you got to do is accept the message that we put out there, and then you're going to evade like a detour. You're going to get away from that judgment that's coming. Just that simple. I don't know how simple a guy can put it.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to let people know that when people don't receive your instructions and the message for your day and hour, there is judgment that follows. We know that you try to woo people and to provoke them to repentance and to try to lead them down the path of righteousness in many ways, Lord. You sent a prophet to do that, to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. And you just want the best of mankind. But if mankind does not listen and take your warning, then you have a day set for them that's going to be the destruction of them. So we just pray for people, Lord, that they'll have a heart that's that they'll be able to repent and own up to wrong, Lord, and give you the glory, Lord. Because if they don't, then there's not going to be a good place for people who do that. We just pray for them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.